This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. They say that we should be worried about President Trump's stability, and I'm going to get back to that in just a second. Here's what I want to say first to you conservative Americans, you God-fearing Bible thumpers that I love so much. The United States, a country so great that even those who hate it refuse to leave, that's what you're responsible for. These leftists talk about how bad it is. They tell us, you know, it's horrible, yet people want to get in here. It's so horrible, we have to build a wall to keep people out. It's so horrible that we have to have an immigration naturalization as part of the Department of Justice that can try to keep up with people when they get here, because they get here and then they want to just disappear because they don't want to go home. That's how bad it is. Now, see, as you contemplate that, you should be thinking about how leftists view logic. It's like Yogi Berra. You know, oh, you don't want to go to that place. It's horrible, right? Nobody goes there. There's too many people. Isn't that what he said? Something along those lines? Just the comments that make no sense. That's what leftism is all about. Another hour, I will regale you with stories of just the most imbecilic thinking, the craziest logic, and leftism never sees it. And that's the question you have to ask yourself, is what makes you not see something? How do you get so blinded that you can't see the obvious? For example, we're talking about this Uranium One, this Russian deal. I told you guys from the moment, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And I may have said it before, but here's the secret. The left tell you what they're, who they are. They tell you what they're going to do. They give you the game plan. They put it right in front of your face. Because what they do is they accuse you of it. The Hillary Clinton campaign accused Donald Trump of being in cahoots with the Russians, knowing that the Hillary Clinton campaign was in cahoots with the Russians. If it isn't clear to you now, I promise you in the next couple of weeks, it will become grotesquely evidently clear. That's what they do. They tell you, oh, you know, Donald Trump, he's an idiot. Because they're telling you Hillary Clinton's an idiot. Go back and look at Hillary Clinton's background and give me anything that tells you she's ready to be president of the United States. Anything. She watched her husband do it. Yeah. She watched her husband allow Newt Gingrich's Congress to help make him one of the, probably considered one of the better presidents, because he implemented policies of the conservatives. And he did it in such a way that he didn't even get credited for it in a negative way. That's how good Bill Clinton was as a politician. And so Hillary watched him. Good for her. So I'll tell you this. If you have a woman who watches her husband's business in whatever shape, form, or fashion, would you let her run your business? Would you say, you know, she watched, you know, Candy Carson watched Ben Carson do brain surgery. You wanted to do pediatric brain surgery on your child or your grandchild? Hillary Clinton has no claim to fame to be president. In fact, she is dumb. I'm not saying she's the dumbest person on the planet. She's very smart at making you believe she's smart. I talked to you guys a while back about Hillary Clinton and told you what Hillary Clinton does in debates. She doesn't answer questions. She doesn't give you real policy positions. She gives you political positions she's been fed that she remembers. And most of them contradict who she really is. They do. Hillary Clinton is technically dumb when it comes to just saying, what do I really want to do? She is good at using advisors and things like that. And if they are smart, then she can appear smart. But I told you guys in the debate, you know what Hillary Clinton does? She learns the names of lots of leaders. She learns geography. Most people are dumb in geography. Well, you know, I was talking with the president of Azerbaijan. You know, that would be King Louis XV, the Kentucky, you know, Colonel Chicken Fried. And you're going, wow, that's impressive. She knows where Azerbaijan is, and she knows it's the Kentucky Colonel Chicken Fried that's the president. It doesn't matter what she says after that. You just go, she's got to be smart. What is he going to say? Well, I was talking to him, and we talked about our grandchildren and golf. And, you know, it's interesting how you can come together with people over the craziest of circumstances. Okay, great answer to that question. Let's make Hillary Clinton, you know, Miss America. Here she comes, Miss America. And she's done nothing. She said nothing. Oh, she ran the State Department. Really? She got people killed. How many people do you know? How many people do you know who can be put in charge of something? Get people killed. Don't even represent you well. Go to any part of the world and say, Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. And if you don't get, you know, some dude going, you know, like, okay, what joke? You've got cameras somewhere. You have hidden cameras somewhere, right? Hillary Clinton, we were not respected anywhere. North Korea, Iran, the Middle East, Russia, Europe, name it. Name me something she did that you go, oh, yeah, well, Hillary Clinton, oh, that was amazing what she did. She did nothing. It's the illusion of somebody being something great. Why? Because that's the way people want. Look, if Hillary Clinton was a rock star, and when she started her campaign, she proved that she wasn't. She couldn't get an audience. At a black church, I don't remember where it was, Baltimore or somewhere, where there's a bunch of black folks. We did the article on it. They had the church would seat like 4,000. They moved up the curtains so that you couldn't see the entire auditorium, and they still, even with the shrinking it down to 1,000, they couldn't get 200 people. They didn't have 100 people in that event at the height of Hillary Clinton's so-called popularity. But she's amazing. These people, they lie to you. They lie and open to your face.
Hillary Clinton's amazing. She's the best politician ever. Look at her. She's amazing.
They knew exactly the opposite. She's the least amazing, least qualified, on and on and on. She's the one we owe the most to. That's what they were telling you. And now you see why. You see why Barack Obama was trying to get her in there, telling you,
Donald Trump, he'll never be president. Yeah, Donald Trump.
And then Donald Trump becomes president, and you know what Barack Obama does? He gets in the wind. For the most part, the dude knows, get out. If you think you've seen Barack Obama, or you haven't seen much of him now, you wait. You won't see a lot of him. He's going to stay out of the fray.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is Kevin Jackson Show. I have to tell you, honestly, one of the easiest shows I've had to do in a long time. And the shows are easy for me anyway, because there's so much to talk about. I'll be honest, we have plenty, every single day, we have plenty to talk about. The only thing that matters is what do we decide to talk about? And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I like covering obscure news. So, you know, I'm not always going to be the guy to come to for, ooh, this is breaking or this is that. I like to dig a little deeper. But today, it's easy, because it's all about leftism. It's all about the crooked nature of the leftists and everything that you're witnessing with your very eyes. And the only thing I'm trying to do today, and what I try to do most days, but specifically today, is to make you feel good about your choice. Your choice to be a conservative. Your choice to follow the rules. Your choice to say, you know what, despite this government being against me, I'm going to hang in there, because we're going to get the right people in the right places, and we're going to do something about it. And what have we seen? We've got Donald Trump, who has upended two senators who said, I'm not running. Do you know what it takes to get two senators not to run for office when that's a practical shoe-in? You know what that takes? That takes some real chutzpah. These guys are in fear for their lives. Bannon's got something to do with it, but you can bet when Donald Trump, he probably put the word out, I'm going to run against you in such a way there's no way you're going to win the next race. And for the record, folks, if we target a few of these others that are out there, we can beat them. And you know what that does? That puts a scare in the right. Those rhino Republicans will start to see the light. Ryan and others, no matter what they tell you, folks, they're going to be establishment. There's no question. But they will sway like a willow in the wind based on what we say we want. When they see the overwhelming majority of Americans are now starting to see the light, and they are, by the way, you'll watch these Republicans get in line. Because that's the only way they can hold on to power, is to do what we want. They still believe that the institutional, the establishment Republicans, establishment politicos, forget Republicans and Democrats, are the way to go. They don't like losing that power. But when they figure out how they can maintain that power by doing what we say, they're going to do it. Hang in there. But I want you to think about everything that's happened so far with Donald Trump. Since he became president, you're watching executives at corporations, probably leftist-thinking corporations, have capitulated. Target.
We're going to drop our transgender bathroom policy.
Good for you, Target. Good idea. The NFL. Trust me when I tell you this. Before the end of the season, they will have an edict that says, we're not doing this kneeling crap anymore. Before the end of the season. But that's just small things. You're watching the world change its behavior. NATO wasn't paying its bills. You know why NATO didn't pay its bills? They're like, shoot, there's a brother in the White House. He don't even pay his bills. Look at his debts. Look at how much money he's spending. He's not protecting anybody. You know, why should we have to fight? He doesn't even believe in these wars. He doesn't believe in the cause of America. Why should we be involved? We ain't paying. NATO said, screw Barack Obama. To heck with America. We don't care. I don't care about your veterans. We don't care about your history of bailing out the world. We don't care what your legacy's been. We know where you're headed. Barack Obama's winning. Leftism is winning. We ain't paying our bills because that's what leftists do. We don't pay our bills. We King Kong up in here. And you know what Trump said? No, you're not. You're a little Reese's monkey. And I'm about to experiment on you. And you're going to start paying your bills. And what did NATO do when Trump sent out the sign and said, NATO is obsolete. If you don't pay your bills, if you don't send troops when we want them, what good are you? You're not worth it to us. You know why? Because we stand up for freedom. And we will do that until this nation no longer exists. But on my watch, it's going to exist. And you either get on or you get off. But you're going to let me just tell you, it's going to happen one way or the other. And what did NATO do?
Oh, hold on a minute, Mr. President. Let's get caught up here. Send us a bill. Tell us what we owe.
You got 10 days. And they did it. So we got senators.
I'm leaving.
You were going to leave anyway because we were going to get rid of you. You got the NFL.
I'm going to kneel because America's so oppressive.
Yeah, you know what? A country so great that you ain't even leaving? This country is so bad that these guys, they criticize and criticize. But apparently, America is the only place for these poor, oppressed black people to go. Black people go on vacation all the time. Some of them got money to burn. Where are they at? Still here.
Not going to the motherland.
Still here. And I could go on. And there are those that want to see President Trump get impeached. Impeached over what?
Over selling 20% of our Iranians to the Russians through some crooked deal?
Yeah. When did that happen? 2009. That happened years ago. Under Obama's auspices, under the watchful eye of Hillary Clinton, as her husband brokered the deal and her foundation made plenty of money. You know what Hillary Clinton said when they left the office? I'm never going to be broke again. And if I got to use the American taxpayers to do it, the uranium, that so be it. And Barack Obama said, just give me my cut and everybody's good. Make sure I get my foundation, when I set my foundation up, everything's good.
All right. Everybody agree? Okay. Well, I'll be talking to Medvia soon. I'll let him know. We'll get with Putin.
Right under our eyes. Anybody heard anything about the Las Vegas massacre? You know, the leftist who killed a bunch of people? He came out of nowhere. Yeah, he did come out of nowhere. You know where he came out of nowhere? Nowhere is where leftists are. That's where they live. Came out of nowhere. Nothing. I don't know what's going on there. They're trying to make Niger Trump's Benghazi. They're trying to make Hurricane Maria Trump's Katrina. Things that the guy, you know, probably inherited. But has Trump used it as a crutch?
I inherited these messes.
No, he just says, give me what you got. I signed up for this. I wanted it. I wanted to help the country. Give it here. Media glosses over a threat to the president by Maxine Waters. Why take her seriously? She's a clown. But can you imagine if a sitting congressman had threatened, even veiled threat, to kill Barack Obama? What would we be dealing with? And, oh, you know what? I was talking about the Clintons a while back. Where's Bill Clinton? Where's his comments on Harvey Weinstein? Where's Barack Obama's comments on Harvey Weinstein? Where's Barack Obama's comments on Uranium One? Where's Bill Clinton when we're talking about Uranium One? Huh? We're talking about lots of stuff, folks. We're talking about womanizers in Hollywood, Weinstein. And you know what they do?
Oh, that Bill O'Reilly. That Donald Trump. That Roger Ailes.
None of it compares to Bill Clinton, nor does it compare to Weinstein, but they want to change the subject. They always want to change the subject when the subject points back to them. Because they're crooked, man. They even decided to blame, pull out George Bush the Elder. Maybe we'll talk about that next. That's a funny story. Crotchety old George Bush the Elder.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Want to give birthday wishes out to my eldest son, Ethan, who just turned 28 years old. I know you people are, Kevin, how could you possibly have a son 28 when you're 33? I know. Yeah, and I'm a bit older. It's always funny, people, they get my age wrong because I look younger than I am. Possibly because I have a 10-year-old and he's, you know, he keeps me younger than my years. I don't know why. Black don't crack. What? What do you want me to say? You youngsters in there, you guys, by the way, you guys look older than I do. Seriously. I come to work and go, you know, I feel like I should be calling you guys sir. What are you, 30? Yeah, man. You, whoo, hard living. Road hard and put up wet, as we used to say in the country. I'm just messing with you, man. Y'all look good. You look good. It'll hold for another 4 or 5 years. Don't worry about it. Everybody can't be pretty like me. Come on. What do you expect? Yeah, as I like to tell people, I have a face for radio, which isn't really true. I'm actually kind of cute. I used to be handsome. My older brothers would say to me, my cousin and my brother, if we were going to go out somewhere, they'd say, yeah, let's make sure we bring Kev because, you know, the girls are going to like Kev. And I used to think, it was like a compliment. Like, yeah, I'm kind of cute, you know? But it was more personality. I didn't realize it was personality they were talking about. Anyway. Hey, I told you guys, on November the 4th and the 5th, I'll be hosting, co-hosting, Fox and Friends. And I need you guys to watch the show, tweet with me, comment, do whatever, because, you know, I say this, that's what they like. I don't really care. If I get a gig at Fox and Friends on the weekend, congratulations to me, but congratulations to the conservative movement, because it will have been 8+ years culminating with, you know, a gig with Fox. And you know, there's some life-changing events that occur. You get a little bit more money, whatever, and more notoriety, but quite frankly, I'm okay. I'm cool with the notoriety I have. But I would consider it a win for us in the sense that, you know, I want the people to see conservatism delivered differently, not the way I've seen it delivered, you know, day in and day out on many shows. And certainly not the way I see leftism presenting us on these other shows. We need somebody that's going to create controversy that the other people are going, whoa, you know, that dude's making sense. They need to be using my clips. You know, it's funny. We go out, my team, and we look at the memes that get created over different folks and the videos. There's one, I won't say who it is, but there's a group. No matter how great I knock it out of the park on Fox, they never post my videos. Conservative group. And I find out that somebody that they like to promote doesn't like me. By the way, I've never even met this person. Never met him. How could you, if you said, I don't like him. You know, like the people tell me all the time, Kevin, I don't like Juan Williams. And I go, why? Because his politics differ from what yours are. Juan Williams is a nice guy. He is. I've met Juan many times. He's very nice. His politics are crazy, but he's a nice guy. So,
I can't stand him.
You know, you can't stand his politics. I get that. I can't either. But Juan and I have had some interesting conversations. He always ends up going, huh, having to rethink it. I've never done that with him. But he's a nice guy. But people, I don't like him. So somebody doesn't like me who's never met me, a conservative, by the way, and they blacklist me on this site where they post videos, and I'm going, okay, fine. Do you think my team loses any sleep over it? No. What we looked at is, why haven't they posted any of our videos? It was like a discussion we're having, a round table, and they're like, why haven't they ever posted our stuff? I don't know. And then we looked into it and figured it out. That's what we ended up getting told. So that's horrible. That's terrible. I don't get that. I just don't. Anyway, here's a couple stories real quickly. So I don't know why this. Why'd you guys put this in here? 15 New York City schools are going to go meatless on Monday. Why? Why are they going meatless? Are we now going to look at the vegans and as a special interest group or whatever? Explain to me. Why would we bother? That's not a story. Hey, here's one though. Bush the Elder apologizes. Former President George H.W. Bush has apologized after actress Heather Lind, L-I-N-D. If you don't know who she is, don't feel bad. I looked at it and went, oh, yeah, I think I remember her in something like a toaster commercial or something. But she's apparently an accomplished actress. And she accused him of, quote, get this. I love how they use this term because it's become so watered down. Sexually assaulting her during a screening of her AMC show. Now, what intrigued me was, I know how sickly George H.W. Bush is. And so, I'm going, was this like when he was in his 50s? How old is this? I thought Heather Lynn must be like a 70-year-old actress. Well, she's like 28. I don't know what her age is, but I'm telling you, she's under 30. She's not old at all. She's a very light-skinned girl, alabaster, like a porcelain doll, but she's not overly attractive. She's not ugly, but she's not overly attractive. And so this event happened 4 years ago. This alleged incident happened 4 years ago. Lind had posed for a photo with former President George H.W. Bush. This is Bush the Elder. While promoting the AMC show, Turn, Washington's Spies. All right? So I want you to imagine, here's George H.W.'s in his wheelchair. And they're doing a photo op. You've seen these, you know, where they put people behind the backdrop and you know, they wheel you up there. Well, in his case, wheel him up. But you go up there and everybody does a pose. Huh? I was at the event. Whatever. Well, that was what we're talking about. So Lynn wrote on Instagram that Bush, quote, sexually assaulted her. She said he touched her, quote, from behind from his wheelchair with his wife, Barbara Bush, by his side. Now, you know, again, see, this is where leftism really irks me. He's sexually assaulted. I'm presuming he grabbed her butt. He could have brushed up against her butt. The snowflake generation now is essentially anything that happens. It's devastating to me. I can't believe that his arm accidentally brushed up against my breast as we were standing in a crowded subway, you know, or whatever. But she says, and he told a dirty joke, then he touched her again. That is the new definition of sexual assault. Lynn claimed that Barbara Bush rolled her eyes at HW as if to say, not again. And the security guard, she says, said to her, you shouldn't have stood next to him. Now, let me tell you the significance of this story. The significance of this story is Heather Lind, wants you to believe that George H.W. Bush is the reincarnation of Harvey Weinstein. It's a deflection. Heather Lind, first of all, if that's all that George Bush did, let's face it, what are women out there saying right now? You're going, dirty old man. I mean, okay, we've all got that uncle who's 80-something years old who goes, I don't give a crap. You know, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And you know to shield people from
You know what I mean? You're like, okay, I'll stand here next to Uncle Weirdo, and you'll stand over next to me, honey, okay? Because you don't want your girl to have to deal with it. And if she did have to deal with it, she would just move his hand back and go, and then whisper to him, you dirty old fart, or whatever. But no, leftists got to freak out. Such are the times, isn't it? Isn't it? We've got this distorted view of sexual assault. It was like Terry Crews, big black dude.
Yeah, this producer came up to me, man. I was at a party with my wife, and he just came up. He sexually assaulted me.
I was like, I mean, when I saw that story, I was like, whoa. Who was this little dude? Was this like Superman? Mighty Mouse? You know, what'd he do? Throw Terry over the sofa and, you know, pull his pants down and have his way? What did he do to this guy? Big old Terry Crews, muscle-bound black dude. Like 6'4", big dude. And turns out the dude walks up, grabs him by the crotch and goes, you know, wink, 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 or whatever. I mean, look, don't misunderstand me. Don't come up and grab me by my crotch, some little dude. You know, first of all, you're not going to get to do it. I have too much situational awareness. I'd have to have my back turned and the dude would have to reach around and go, ha ha, in which case he'd get a back kick, you know, through the wall. But the point is, Terry Crews calls that sexual assault. No, it's not. That's a crazy little gay dude who decided he was going to poke the tiger, pardon the pun, and grab you by the naughty bits. And what do you do? I mean, as soon as something touches my crotch, the wind can blow against my crotch. And I'm like, whoa, wind, stop it. Don't go there. But this guy gets his crotch touched and he's all, ooh, you know, what do you mean? And the guy just looked at me and smiled. I was appalled. I just got sexually assaulted. My wife watched it happen. You pansy. You got a dude that grabbed you by your crotch, and you should have just braced him up and said, wait, let me put it to you this way. If I'm with my lady and a dude grabs me by my crotch, I'm not waiting till the next day. I'm going to go up to him and say, what's your problem, dude? I'm going to put him in an angle where nobody can see that the next thing I do is going to make a difference. These people, they are completely screwing up the way people visualize and see things. And I'm going to tell you even more about this in the next hour. And I'll prove it to you how things are so distorted from the left, you don't have reality anymore.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat.
ThePowerMall.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. On the heels of the attempt by the left to switch the conversation from Weinstein to George H.W. Bush, dude's like 92 years old. They're saying, oh, well, he rubbed a woman's butt when they were doing a photo op somewhere in front of Barbara. You know, the dude's probably got dementia. He didn't even know what he's rubbing.
He rubbed my butt and he told a dirty joke.
Yeah, yeah, so does every 80-year-old invalid. Look, I'm not trying to tell you that men at any age can do whatever they want to women, but let's face it, that's nonsense. But what I do want to tell you is that there are so many Hollywood hypocrites, and they have big names attached to them now. I mean, they've become superstars. People like George Clooney and Matt Damon. And they sat down for an interview on Good Morning America with Michael Strahan. And Michael Strahan asked the tough questions, right? And I want to just let you hear their answers to Strahan. It's about a minute. Check this out, because we'll talk about it.
He didn't do it out in the open. If there was ever an event or something that I was at in public with Harvey, and he was doing this kind of thing, and I missed it, and there's some woman who was somehow assaulted, and you know, it was at the Golden Globes or something like that, and I somehow missed it, then I'm sorry.
Well, there you have it. Damon's sorry. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Talking about Matt Damon and George Clooney, and Damon's like,
well, you know, listen, if Harvey were openly molesting women in front of me and stuff, you know, like at the Golden Globes or something, then I would have been like, hey, Harvey, what are you doing touching that breast of that girl, or, you know, watering the plant and holding her back there, making her look at you or something?
Yeah, Matt Damon. Because all sexual predators do things in front of other people. Sure, that's how it works. All harassed sexual harassers openly harass. I mean, come on, we all know this. What a cop-out, right? What did he expect Weinstein to do? Throw some young ingenue down and start humping her on the red carpet?
Oh, there's Harvey. Jeez, hold on a minute. I'll do this interview in a second. Let me go get Harvey off this, you know, this young actress. Give me just a minute. No cameras, please.
How stupid do they think we are? And Damon says it with such sincere. I mean, geez, if he'd been doing that, I mean, like, look, in front of people. I mean, like, what, at the Golden Globes or something? Then sure. But, hey, if he happens to be doing it during an interview or a casting call, well, how am I to know? I can't apologize for that. But I will apologize if he's done it publicly and I've been around and I didn't happen to see it. Doggone it, I'm security at those events. How did I miss it? Am I making it enough silly enough for you to get it? Damon contradicts himself, too, because he admits to learning about Gwyneth Paltrow being molested or targeted, harassed by Weinstein. In an interview that aired a while back, he said that they knew Weinstein was a bully and a womanizer who bragged of betting actresses, but had no idea of the level of criminal behavior that was occurring behind closed doors in hotels. You would think that if he was going to be molesting actresses and, you know, declaring his sexual prowess, he would do it publicly. You see the restaurant table moving up and down, you go, and the maitre d', you look over and you go, what's up with the table? I go, Harvey Weinstein. Oh, okay. I get it. They said they knew he was sexually harassed. They call Paltrow the first lady of Miramax before she shot this film called Emma. But Clooney, he's no better. Check out what he has to say.
How do we change? There has to be a comeuppance for all of this, all of the people who are part of that chain. And then we have to make it safe for people to feel that they can talk about this. And in doing that, I think that'll scare away that kind of behavior. But more than anything, you're going to have a warning shot over the bow of those, anyone who would act like that, that you will be outed and you'll be out of the business. And more than that, you might be prosecuted. I talked with my wife about this, and she said, you know, she could find, you know, in her line of work, which is human rights law, you know, there have been plenty of instances where some guy has tried, you know, to make their move. You know, some guy in power has tried to make their move. Many, if not most, women have at some point in their life faced this kind of behavior. I think that's a little bit of a surprise to some of us, that it's this big, that it's this prevalent. And maybe that's something else that's good that comes out of this, is that we're going to have these discussions, we're going to have this conversation, and again, we're going to make it harder for it to happen.
I'll get back to the big picture aspect of it in a second, but here's what you have to know. He says, these people are going to be outed. If they do this, they'll get outed. And I'm going to ask this until somebody outs somebody who's been outed. Weinstein's not the only guy who's been outed. So that's a lie. They're not outing anybody. And there's a reason they don't want to out each other. There's a reason. And the reason is they like it this way. The left will tell you, this is awful. This is terrible. As I tell you, here's the lesson again. They tell you opposite of what they believe.
This is awful.
This is acceptable. This is what we want. This is the way we get to see who really is in it. When I was first in sales, I had a lady who just hated me. And I remember coming back to my boss, who I didn't know was a leftist at the time. She's a hardcore leftist. And I said to her, this lady is ridiculous. I mean, she's just unapproachable, and I had to sell her parts and she just made my life miserable. And my boss says to me, well, hey, maybe you may have to make the ultimate sacrifice. And looked at me smiling, my female boss. And I went, the ultimate. And then I caught on what she was. I was like, not even with your husband's, you know what? No, it ain't going to happen. But that's the way they think. You can't get ahead on merit. By the way, meritocracy, if you can do things, work hard and get ahead, that's racist. That's for another show. I think we talked about it. But here was the other second part of what Clooney said that was interesting. He says, my wife, in her line of work, she's a human rights activist, and, it's happened with her, people in authority. Now, think about what he just said. He just outed a whole other area of leftism, this human rights activist. I'm not saying they're all, because there are many, many conservatives who care about, sex trafficking and things like this. But he's talking about his wife, who is a dyed-in-the-wool leftist, working with the most leftist organizations on the planet in order to save women from, sexual abuse and what have you. And he's saying, the human rights activists, the leftists, they've hit on my wife. They believe they're in a position of power, and they've tried to use that power against her. Let me ask you this. Think about what these people are saving, okay? They go to these countries. They take these girls out of terrible conditions where they've been sex slaves for multiple, for warlords and ISIS and people like this, and they bring them to safety, okay? You know where I'm headed. And I know my producers are going, yep, you guys know where I'm headed. Yeah, bring them to safety. And they say, oh, well, Bill here, he's a human rights activist. He'll help you. So Bill takes in a couple, three of these girls that he's going to help. And Bill clothes them and feeds them and whatever else. And the next thing you know, Bill's got a house full of kids. That look like they're from, the countries in Africa and countries in the Middle East. Little mulattoes. Little swirls, as we call them in the black community. They don't help people. They look for ways to indulge their own indulgences. Can I repeat it? To indulge themselves. That's what the guy is looking for, easy prey. So he finds these girls that have been in horrible circumstances. Take somebody out of horrible circumstances, put them in bad circumstances, and they think, I'm in heaven. I mean, you get what I'm saying? The left doesn't help you. They help themselves to you. That's what they do. And Clooney is telling you, in his wife's business, this is one of the things that goes on. But then he goes on, he gives us all the pat answers, and at the very end he says, this is something we can all learn from. Sure, we've learned, Clooney, we've learned that Hollywood is Holly Weird for a reason, and that the Holly Weirdos know who the bad guys are, and they say nothing. Just like his wife won't tell on the human rights attorneys who are taking advantage of people. We also know that women are just as bad as men. They act as pimps for the male pigs who infest Hollywood. Hollywood is the worst kind of good old boys club, and the left allows it to happen. They want it to happen. People don't want to talk about the stats in Hollywood. The fact that 23% of the Directors Guild are women, 11% are people of color, but they'll come chastise regular business for that stuff.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.